Dave Moore on Today FM.
Roisin Sweeney is from Nettle Design, and she's going to tell us everything that happened. Roisin, good morning.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. What an eventful weekend you had.
It was seriously dramatic. I did not anticipate that.
Okay, so first of all, tell everybody what it was you were supposed to be doing, and then before everything kind of went haywire.
Sure. So I'm a wedding florist, and I had quite a big job booked for yesterday for the bank holiday Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't got my own band just yet, so I always rent one. If I've got a really big job on, I need to get a load of stuff.
Okay, because our Maria is sitting here in front of me, my producer. She is a trained florist as well, and she was doing flowers for her brother and sister-in-law's wedding recently, and just managed to fit them all in the back of her car, but just about. So I'd imagine as soon as you're doing a big wedding with a lot of stuff, you do need a van.
That's it. You see, there was a huge, big kind of metal arch piece. So
yes.
It's the size of a van that you need. So yeah, I always rent one for those bigger jobs. And I had picked up the van on the Friday and loaded it up the night before the wedding. And then I went out at 7 a.m. to hit the road and deliver my bridal bouquets. And the van got about 20 meters down the road and then just conked and was going absolutely nowhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nightmare.
So what was your journey? Where were you going from and where were you going to?
So I was heading from Dunleary over to Lady Chapel in Maynooth.
Oh, that's a fair old journey.
And then to Sandcastle Hotel.
Right, okay. So yeah, so a long old journey to do. And it literally just got down the road and stopped, did it?
It's 20 metres down the road and it conked out. And I know nothing about cars. Like, I just didn't have a notion. And this was 7 a.m. on a bank holiday Monday. So I was just, my heart was in my mouth.
And I mean, I presume, as I said, if you even have your own car, it doesn't matter. You're not going to fit a steel arch and all the other bits you need into your car regardless. So,
yeah, what, and like, I had a tiny wee Fiat Panda, like it was not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen in that. So what was the plan then?
So I rang. First I tried Enterprise. There was no getting through to them on a bank holiday Monday.
Right.
And then they had an emergency set up with AA that I could call. So that was my second port of call, and the people on the phone from AA were fantastic. They were like, listen, we're going to get someone to you within about an hour. I'll let you know exactly when they'll be there.
Right.
They called me back and was like, okay, they're going to be there in 20 minutes. You're okay. And I had been kind of manically leaving voicemails on the phones of anybody I knew who might have a van or have a cousin with a van.
And of course, the only thing you don't want to do is start leaving voicemails on the phones of the bride and groom, who at this moment are preparing for the biggest day of their lives.
Exactly that. That's the big one. And they were such a gorgeous couple as well. But the bride was expecting me with her bouquet at 8 o'clock. So it was 7 and the van wouldn't start. So I actually called a friend of mine, Emma, and her partner, Pete, who had ran the marathon the day before. And they picked up the phone at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And they drove over to me to pick up the bridal bouquet. So that they were my first amazing assistants that I got that morning.
Okay.
And then the AA guy arrived, Will, and he completely put me at ease. He was just an absolute credit to them. He was so helpful. And he said, listen, we're going to find a solution. No matter what happens,
right,
there's going to be some solution here. So he was just remarkable. He kept me steady. And then a squad car just happened to go past. And Will from the AA hailed them down. And they pulled in, and Will was just going to ask them to help get the van in off the road.
Yeah.
It was kind of blocking the way. And once they heard the story, they were like, well, listen, let us go and get a van. We'll sort you out.
Straight what? In.
They didn't think twice about it. They were so kind.
So they went and got a Garda van.
They went and they got the paddy wagon and loaded all of these incredible flowers into the back of the paddy wagon. Between the lot of us, we had it done in about 10 minutes. And they were just so easygoing, thought nothing of it. They just saw that I was kind of in a difficult situation. I really needed support, and they were delighted to give it. They were just absolutely remarkable.
So they got the paddy wagon, loaded the stuff up, and then they drove you to where you needed to go, Lady Chapel, and then onto the castle.
Onto Lady Chapel. So the guards took all the flowers to Lady Chapel. It was Stephen and Jonathan were the two lads. Absolutely
yeah.
Unbelievable. And then Will from the AA drove me the whole way out as well.
Ah, you're joking. So everybody was pulling their weight.
Everybody. And the whole day, I mean, no matter what stupid little situation arose, it kept coming up again and again. Like, it was a double-decker bus that took all the flowers from the chapel over to the hotel. Couple had booked a double-decker bus to ship their guests, and he came back and did an extra run to move the flowers.
Ah, stop.
The venue in Barbarostown, Sinead, the wedding coordinator, she had offered to come and pick me up and take as much as she could in her car. Just people were incredible, just absolutely incredible in such a difficult situation.
That is just so brilliant. I mean, look, I suppose we hear about, I don't know, the term community policing, and you don't really know what it means. You know, does that affect me? But like when guards do things like that, it's just, they're just looking after the community. I know they're not, you know, out solving a crime right there, but they're literally helping somebody like you out who's having a knock-on effect on everybody else's day who's involved in that wedding.
Big time. Because as kind of, I'm a sole trader and I live in the apartment here by myself, and I was just thinking, how can I get the support? Who can I ask to help?
Yeah.
Like everybody, every single person I met was just so, so happy to help. I was blown away. Yeah, the guards were exceptional, and they thought nothing of it. They thought, this is the right thing to do, we'll go, we'll help her, we'll sort it out, it's no big deal. They weren't looking for a big praise or big pints.
Well, they're getting it today. Garda Carton and Garda O'Dowd and Will from the AA and everyone, the double-decker bus driver and your friends who delivered everything. Everyone has just been so brilliant. Well, come here, Roisin. People will want to know your Instagram so they can have a look at your business. What is it?
Oh, it's at Nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E, full stop design.
At nettle.design on Instagram, or nettledesign.com is the website. Well, look, Roisin, I'm so glad that everything worked out, but more importantly, so great to hear from you, from the horse's mouth, at how brilliant the guards were, and Will at the AA, and everybody else who was helping you out. It's fantastic. I love these kinds of stories.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just, yeah, nice to hear something cheerful, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Well, look, congratulations on eventually getting there and getting everything set up. And I gather Lara and Seamus had a very happy day, the couple.
They did. And I tell you what, they heard the scale at the end of the day rather than the start.
Yes, smart, yeah.
They were fantastic. They were such a beautiful, beautiful couple. So I'm sure it was a magic day for them.
Brilliant. Well, Roisin Sweeney from Nettle Design, thank you so much for taking the time and having a chat to me today. Hopefully the next one will be a little bit less dramatic.
Hopefully all of them in the future will be
yeah, hopefully. Nice one, Roisin. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
see you, bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.